If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Everyone. Wow, this hair is getting crazy. Anyone watching on the live feed or checking in on the YouTube channel, my hair is a mess, but yeah, you don't need to know that. So, update number one, still working on the personal branding website, almost done. You can check it out at bobby-biz.com. You can see the progress I'm making. And if you have any questions about how to make a website like that, reach out. I'd be happy to help. Number two, the second thing that we did today, sent out 300 emails to anyone interested in an internship. I haven't gotten any responses yet, which is actually a little mind-blowing to me because that just means my message sucks. It's not the fact that the program sucks or the website that I'm using sucks. It's my fault. And I think that's a problem that a lot of us have. Something doesn't work and we think, gosh, like whether it's Facebook ads, LinkedIn, whatever it is that we do, if it's not working, we blame it on something else besides ourselves. And if 300 people aren't responding to me, that's the worst. It's my fault. So yeah, got to figure out a new message there. The third thing, and the thing that I'm going to talk about mostly here, and I'm hoping this is beneficial to some of you, is today we kind of had a decent hit in morale. At least I kind of had a little problem with it. We actually sat down with a law professor because, you know, we're taking on a few new web developers. We want to give them some equity in the company. And we thought it'd be pretty simple, where it'd be easy to just give equity to a web developer. But we're learning that there's a lot more to it. So the thing is, I guess when you're taking on new web developers, you have to come up with a bunch of legal documents that will protect you in the long run. Because I guess a lot of startups that are hoping to make it big, they won't have the right legal documents or the proper articles to protect themselves. So when VC firms come in or investors come in and they try to buy the startup or the tech company, they can't, because there's so, the agreements between the developers and the owners are so messy that some companies just won't touch them. So we learned that is something we are going to have to focus on. And it kind of sucks because, you know, as an entrepreneur, and I'm not saying entrepreneurs are awesome by any means, but when you're an entrepreneur, today was the day that people don't talk about. Today was the day that wasn't glamorous. It was the day that sucked. I actually just kind of strolled back and forth in the hallway of our building for about an hour, just in a frustrating conversation with our other founder. And our other founder, he's an absolute genius. I love him to death. He is my brother, so that adds a dynamic to what we're trying to do. But really, it was a morale killer because he sat down, my founder, Michael Mason, he sat down with a law professor, and the law professor said, hey, you need to find an attorney. And that attorney needs to be an expert in startups. And there aren't a lot of them out there. So we have to find an attorney that's an expert in startups, and we're going to have to pay them a fortune to come up with legal documents to protect us in the long run. And the reason why that's such a morale killer is because when you're an entrepreneur and you're going without pay when you're creating a company, without pay, I mean, I don't want anyone to be crying for me. It's not my sob story. But it gets stressful. It gets really stressful when you're pouring money into a company at launch and you're not getting paid and you have to survive. Like, I have a wife, that puts some added pressure on me. Like, I definitely feel the added pressure. If it was just me, yeah, I could just go live in a small apartment, barely get by, eat when I can. And the thing is, it's tough. It's tough. I'm gonna try to let this person join in. It's hard because I'm in the car. Oh, they disappeared. Sorry, Vanessa. I couldn't get you in the video. I'm driving, and unfortunately, I can't really tag people in when I'm driving live. So I apologize. I'll get to you when I do one of these live videos and I'm in the office. I'll definitely pull you up. Anyways, it's hard because you want to do everything you can to provide for your wife, provide for your family, yet you're taking that big risk of starting a company. And I know it's not a lot, but today we decided we need to put another 10 grand into the company. And it's not the worst thing in the world, but you also wonder on a daily basis, you think to yourself, gosh, when do we just stop putting money in? And when do we start taking other people's investments? Like, when do we reach out to a VC firm? When do we reach out to friends and family possibly and ask for loans? Or do we never do that? And that's really tough. That's really, really tough. Because I know me personally, this might be too much information for you, but I personally create a budget. And I think if anybody out there that's trying to create something, even if you're not trying to create something, if you're just trying to live a better life, create a budget and try to live by that budget. So for me, I know how many months I could survive without making a dime. Like, I know that I have this 12-month span built up where I can keep working on GoMahi every day without making any money. That's a long time. That's a really long time. But when you have a setback like today, that changes your whole budget. Now you think, wow, instead of 12 months, I really only have 11. And then if you have another $10,000 setback, it's like, I really only have 10. Then I have 9. And it gets nerve-wracking. It starts to really put the pressure on you. So today kind of beat me up. Like, to be completely honest, it beat me up. And I'm hoping for a better day tomorrow. I'm hoping that we make better progress. But the big thing is, you have to have days like today. If you don't get beat to a pulp, there we go. You can't grow. You really can't. So that's really summing it up for the day. Every day isn't awesome as an entrepreneur, and today was one of those days. And some days you think, man, why do I do this? And now I'm going on another tangent, but some days you legitimately go, why don't I take that job that I'm being offered? Like, truth is, oh, good for me. And I'm gonna give you guys information. I'm gonna give you real information so you guys can actually do something with it. It's hard. I've been offered jobs easily in the six figures, and it's tough to keep saying no. It's tough to keep going, nah, I'm gonna go with the free route. I'm gonna go with the unpaid 100-hour week. But the thing is, I know if I ever take that job, my entrepreneurship life is is over for now. It's over for probably a long time, because I'm gonna get real comfy and cozy in that position. So this is my time. This is your time. If you're younger than 50, this is honestly your time to take a chance, do what you love, and say screw those easy routes. But also accept and be self-aware enough that it's gonna suck. You're gonna have days that you're just dead. That's why I'm going home early tonight. And by early, I mean 10:45. But I'm going home early tonight because it's just, I need a break. I need a break for a few hours. So, thank you everyone for listening. I hope this didn't get you super depressed, because that's not my goal. I just want you guys to take little tidbits from the journey, the honest tidbits, and just do what you want with it. Do what you want with it. And I keep stumbling. I'm tired, I guess. But yeah, have a great night. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Peace.